This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones. Coming up in the third and fourth hours, we have the one and only Milo Yiannopoulos. For now, we'll head back into the news. I was talking about this story before the break. Again, this accuser, this Trump accuser, claiming that he, God forbid, asked for her phone number, the horror, is now claiming that Trump kissed her for 2 minutes, accosted her in Trump Tower. Trump's up on Twitter denying it. Now, a flashback to this story, which we had in December, where Bill O'Reilly was predicting a new sexual assault claim or a slew of sexual assault claims against Trump. They tried to roll it into this whole Me Too crescendo, trying to scalp Donald Trump with that narrative. It doesn't appear as though they've been successful because they just keep recycling the same stories over and over again. But of course, back in December, you see the headline there, huge fake sexual assault claim against Trump coming in January. That didn't happen. They just recycled what we already knew about or heard about. Will they try this again? Will they come out with new victims claiming that they were assaulted or accosted by Donald Trump with no evidence whatsoever to back it up? It remains to be seen. But Trump is tweeting about it again this morning. Also, he's tweeting about Russian collusion once again. Headline, Trump tweet storm. President Trump takes on Obama for not taking action against Russian election interference. President Trump cut loose on Twitter again Tuesday morning. The Republican president went off on Barack Obama. The Democratic Party and the far left Russia collusion hoax, which again is completely boring at this point. They've indicted another lawyer today who's tangentially implicated with Manafort. It's completely boring. They've got nothing whatsoever on Trump, nothing directly as it pertains to the collusion on his campaign. But the drumbeat continues from day to day to day. And now Trump is addressing it on Twitter. He says, I've been much tougher on Russia than Obama. Just look at the facts, total fake news. He went on to say, to hit former President Obama for his famous quote on election integrity before the election, when Barack Obama thought Hillary Clinton would win. Remember that when Hillary came out and said, oh, Trump's going to say that it was rigged when I win. And of course, she was the one that came out and said it was rigged when she lost. Trump said, quote, there is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. He's quoting Obama, of course, here. There's no evidence that that has happened in the past or that it will happen this time. So I invite Mr. Trump to stop whining and make his case to get votes. That is Trump in a tweet this morning, quoting what Obama said, basically suggesting people who claim American elections are rigged are completely stupid. Of course, that's exactly what they claimed when they lost. Trump went on to say, the President Obama quote just before the election, that's because he thought crooked Hillary was going to win, and then he didn't want to rock the boat. When I easily won the Electoral College, the whole game changed, and the Russian excuse became the narrative of the Dems. So again, he's bashing Obama, he's bashing Hillary Clinton on the fact that they relentlessly talked about this rigging of elections. They lost, and it was them complaining about elections being rigged, and then you have the anti-Trump riots and everything after that. We also have, on the subject of Russian collusion, CNN and MSNBC helped Russia sow discord by promoting fake anti-Trump rally. And who showed up at one of these Russian-operated rallies? Well, it was none other than the odious blob, Michael Moore. Fox News reports Michael Moore participated in an anti-Trump rally allegedly organized by Russians. The filmmaker, who has long accused President Trump of colluding with the Russians, posted videos and pictures of himself, and they're actually in this article, participating in a protest in Manhattan that was allegedly organized by Russians in November 2016. So he was virtue signaling about how Trump was not responding to this protest, about how Trump was in bed with the Russians. Meanwhile, the Russians were literally behind this protest at which Michael Moore was an attendee. Absolutely incredible. As the only Russian collusion, it appears, was between elements of the anti-Trump resistance, of course, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, who were more closely tied to Russia than anyone in the Trump campaign. No evidence has come out to prove anything otherwise thus far. We'll be back. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Go live. It is the second hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we dig back into this news and some breaking news up on InfoWars.com, I want to tell you again about the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We have limited time only Cell Force on InfoWorlds Life at 53% off discount. That's $69.95. Several years ago, we teamed up with Doctor Group to create DNA Force, another incredible InfoWorlds Life formulas, because they had outstanding standards. After a few years of delivering these powerful formulas, we wanted to improve on DNA Force and its BioPQQ formula to help you get the best for less. So now we have Cell Force. We've turned DNA Force into this powerful new formula that utilizes the best ingredients possible. Other formulas with these ingredients would cost up to $300, but we wanted to bring you that quality of product for less. And again, it is Cell Force, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and DNA Force, which is there at a 53% discount. Again, huge discount, not going to stick around for long. Get the product, support this network. We also have Bodies, which is the product that I've been taking. Whole body support, anti-inflammatory support. I had a chest complaint, which is causing problems with breathing and inflamed chest cavity. This has helped greatly. I've been taking it for about 10 days. It is Bodies, whole body support. You get 120 capsules. That's going to last you for 2 months. You take two a day. And of course, it's based on turmeric, which is known to alleviate depression in terms of being better than some antidepressants, according to scientific studies. So in addition to the reason we sell it, which is the anti-inflammatory support, it has other great benefits too. It is turmeric. It is available right now for $49.95 for a huge bottle, 120 capsules, 60-day supply at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get the auto-ship option, which again enables you to get these products without having to remember to order them. How annoying is it when you keep having to remember to order something that you take every day that you want to continue to get? That's not a problem with the auto ship option. You also get a further 10% subscription discount on top of all the other discounts at InfoWarsStore.com with the auto ship option. That is Bodies whole body support. I personally can highly recommend it. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, talking about Trump derangement syndrome, of course, Jennifer Lawrence came out a few months ago and basically said that the hurricanes that were happening over that time period, September to October, were the result of God's wrath because Americans voted for Donald Trump. Yes, she literally said that. Well, now she's taking a break from acting, which, of course, is nothing to do with the fact that her last movie was a complete flop, honestly. To quote Fix Our Democracy, this is a headline out of Breitbart, Jennifer Lawrence taking a break from acting to fix our democracy. Hollywood A-lister Jennifer Lawrence says she's taking a sabbatical from acting so she can help fix our democracy. She's going to single-handedly fix the democracy that brought a president to power via an electoral college win, completely in line with how democracy works. But she's going to fix it even though it's not broken, she's going to fix it. She's the expert. She's Jennifer Lawrence. I mean, come on. She thinks God sends hurricanes to punish Trump voters. She's the expert. She's the credible party in this equation. She said, quote, "I'm going to take the next year off." And again, that's nothing to do with the fact that she's a failed actor whose movies continue to flop over and over again. Honestly, it's nothing to do with that. So she's going to take a year off, explaining how she will work with a self-described anti-corruption nonprofit to, again, fix America's democracy, which isn't broken to begin with. She says, quote, "I'm going to be working with this organization, a part of represent.us, trying to get young people engaged politically on a local level." So in other words, she's trying to indoctrinate young people to imbibe in her Trump derangement syndrome. She continued by saying it doesn't have anything to do with partisan politics. And you can believe that. "It's just anti-corruption and stuff, trying to pass state-by-state laws that can help prevent corruption, fix our democracy." Now, this is interesting. This is a quote from further on in the article. She said, "I want to get a farm. I want to be like milking goats." Now, I think those are the words of another celebrity who has been broken by Donald Trump. Much in the similar vein as Eminem, of course, who had a whining hissy fit about the fact that Trump refused to respond to him. Now Jennifer Lawrence is so traumatized by Trump, she's basically quitting acting for at least a year, and she's going to work on a farm. She's going to milk goats. Sounds like she's been broken by Donald Trump, doesn't it? Another hysterical celebrity. Let's talk about this, though, because this is an absolutely shocking video, which we're going to play here in a moment. Now, this arose out of the LeBron James-Laura Ingraham controversy, because LeBron James, the basketball player, came out and said the number one job in America, the appointed person, is someone who doesn't understand the people. He's talking about Donald Trump, the arch criminal, the commander in evil. The athlete said, he added that some of the president's comments are laughable and scary. So Laura Ingraham of Fox News responded to his comments, calling LeBron James barely intelligible and ungrammatical on her Fox News show. She continued, quote, "It's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. Keep the political comments to yourselves, shut up and dribble." So Laura Ingraham had the nerve to face up, to strike back against LeBron James because he strayed into the political arena. And then what happened is this D-list actor, who has basically not even been in anything known by anyone since like 2011, I didn't even know who he was, called Michael Rapaport, attacking Laura Ingraham. These are some of the most vile, actual misogynistic comments you will ever hear in mainstream politics. Now, I've said it over and over again, they reserve their most hateful vitriol, the most sexist, hateful misogyny for conservative women. You've heard all the absolutely disgusing slurs against Ann Coulter, which I can barely even talk about because they're full of C words and F words. Now, Michael Rapaport, this nobody actor, has gone on an absolute unhinged rant against Laura Ingraham because she dared call out LeBron James for his comments. Let's go to this heavily censored clip because it's full of profanity. Here's the clip.
"I'm apologizing in advance. I know this is going to offend some women, but I had to do it. This is for Laura Ingraham, the cockeyed Fox News commentator with the Bobby Brown jaw, who said that KD and LeBron James should just shut up and dribble. No, cluckhead, you shut up and dribble. These knots. You mayonnaise-eating, Melba toast, no seasoning on your chicken, cracker. Your butt is so flat that when you stand up, you can see your entire asshole. I'm sorry, ladies. I warned you at the top. You little stunt you. Your lord and savior, Donald Trump, wouldn't even grab you by the pussy. And if he did, he'd probably get his fingers caught in a mousetrap. You went to college, Laura, and you're proud of that? And what do you got to show for it? A mouth full of fake teeth, a face full of Botox, and some dry-ass hair extensions, and you still never got f***ed right. You little jump-off, shut up and dribble. The f*** out of here."
That is D-list actor, who nobody's ever heard of, Michael Rapaport, responding to Laura Ingraham. Absolutely vile, vicious, profane-filled rant against Laura Ingraham, attacking her on her appearance. Of course, when Trump said that Rosie O'Donnell was fat, he was terrible. When he said that Meghan Kelly was bleeding out of her wherever. It was literally the worst thing on earth. This guy can get up and say far, far worse things about Laura Ingraham. And of course, he's praised, he's worshipped, he's got 10,000 retweets. Everybody loves him now. Isn't it ironic, given this hateful, profanity-filled rant against women, that Michael Rapaport was dumped by his ex-girlfriend and was charged with aggravated harassment because after she dumped him, he started going insane and stalking her, calling her up 200 times, banging on her window. She had to get restraining order. He got charged with aggravated assault. That's his attitude towards women. So is it any surprise that this complete creep, this piece of crap, gets up there on Twitter and goes on the most unhinged, vile, vicious, misogynistic rant against Laura Ingraham? But that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is he's worshipped by the left amidst this whole hashtag MeToo movement where everybody believes the victim, everybody has to be respectful, very careful around women. He does the exact opposite, goes on this unhinged, vile rant. He's worshipped, he's adored. Again, the left's double standard in evidence over and over again. And he's an actual harasser of women. What a piece of crap. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show. Milo Yiannopoulos is coming up in the next hour and in the fourth hour, so you get to enjoy 2 hours solid of Milo. Before the break, I was talking about this headline. Michael Rapaport attacks Laura Ingraham over LeBron comments. Dribble these nuts. And then he calls her a cuss word. Basically, this D-list nobody engaged in a vile, vitriolic, hateful rant against women. He's talking about her being a cracker. He's talking about her physical appearance. Absolutely disgusting. And it's the tone of voice. It's the look across his face. Looks like an absolute deranged nutcase when he's engaged in this rant. Funny thing is about this, Michael Rapaport, the D-list actor who nobody knows or cares about, which is why he needs to do this in the first place, is an actual sexual harasser of women. Oh, isn't that coincidence? How many times have we seen this? Where these virtue signalers, the most aggressive virtue signalers about Me Too, about feminism, about respecting women, in every case turn out to be sexual harassers of women. Overcompensation much, do you think? There's a headline about this guy whose ex-girlfriend dumped him. The headline is, "I'm not Rapaport's, but Lily's ex persists. It talks about his relationship with his ex-girlfriend, which the article, and I think this is the New York Post, says took a scary turn last month. Now, this is a while back, but again, it shows the hypocrisy here. There's Rapaport, who was featured in Mighty Aphrodite and Beautiful Girls. Again, never heard of those, don't know what they are. Was dating Taylor for months, so he was dating this Lily Taylor woman. And it says the diminutive 30-year-old is best known for her roles in Mystic Pizza and I Shot Andy Warhol. So they were frequently seen around New York. They were dating. Eventually, Taylor, the girl, wanted out of the relationship. But after she broke up with the actor, he continued to haunt her. New York City police confirm that Rapaport was arrested May 18th. The victim, Lily Taylor, made a report May 17th, saying that the suspect repeatedly telephoned her, alarmed her, annoyed her, and banged on her apartment window. What a creep. What a piece of crap. According to police officer Kathy Kelly, he banged on her apartment window. He's calling her, telephoning her, repeatedly stalking her after she dumped him. Quote, he was subsequently arrested by the 6th Squad and charged with 2 counts of aggravated harassment. So you have a vile nobody who's literally a harasser of women, charged with aggravated harassment, getting up there and spewing the most vile invective against Laura Ingraham. Because Laura Ingraham dared tell LeBron James to shut up with his Trump derangement syndrome. She didn't engage in any kind of attack based on his appearance or his identity or his skin color. She attacked his argument. This creep, this piece of crap that nobody's ever heard of or cares about, Michael Rapaport, attacked Laura Ingraham's appearance. And we all joke about feminists being fat or whatever. It's banter. It's tongue-in-cheek, okay? There's a level that you get to where it just becomes a little bit too intense, a little bit vile, a little bit creepy. And he passed that red line, as you heard in that clip. Let's go to that video clip again of this nobody, Michael Rapaport, viciously attacking Laura Ingraham. Not on her argument, but on her appearance and the fact that she's a woman. Let's go to the clip.
I'm apologizing in advance. I know this is going to offend some women, but I had to do it. This is for Laura Ingraham, the cockeyed Fox News commentator with the Bobby Brown jaw who said that KD and LeBron James should just shut up and dribble. No, cluckhead, you shut up and dribble. These nuts. You mayonnaise eating, Melba toast, no seasoning on your chicken, cracker. Your butt is so flat that when you stand up, you can see your entire asshole. I'm sorry, ladies. I warned you at the top. You little stunt, you. Your lord and savior, Donald Trump, wouldn't even grab you by the pussy. And if he did, he'd probably get his fingers caught in a mousetrap. You went to college, Laura, and you're proud of that? And what do you got to show for it? A mouth full of fake teeth, a face full of Botox, and some dry-ass hair extensions, and you still never got f***ed right. You little jump-off, shut up and dribble. The f*** out of here.
What kind of individual engagement? That's like a minute-long invective, vicious rant about her appearance, about the fact that she's white. He's white. He's racist on top of being sexist. Absolutely disgraceful. And of course, it turns out that he actually sexually harassed a woman, was charged with two cases of aggravated assault. What a piece of crap. But they're all worshipping him. All the same people who talk about Me Too every single day until they're blue in the face all love this guy. What an absolute creep. Moving on from that, talking about the divisive climate in America right now, we have this story up on Infowars.com. Because we had the NRA banner hang of the billboard, which said basically kill NRA members. We had the Facebook group calling on people to kill Republicans as revenge for the Florida high school attack. Now I have this video up on Infowars.com. Native American gets beat down after assaulting Trump voter. This is a video up on Infowars.com. A self-described Native American got his butt handed to him after he assaulted a Trump supporter. So he basically got triggered by the fact that one of the guys in the clip was wearing a Make America Great Again hat, which he said, quote, that effing hat caused genocide. It was unclear what genocide he was referring to. The Native American then knocked the hat off the cameraman's friend, who promptly defended himself, much to the shock of the Native American, who whined, what the F, as he took a barrage of fists. So he was so shocked that this guy, who he was assaulting, actually fought back. The article continues, it appears that Trump derangement syndrome is now leading to Popeye syndrome, in which wimps think they're invincible and capable of starting confrontations despite never taking a punch to the face. And you look at this clip, and again, it's another odious little blob who thinks he's a tough guy. Quickly proven otherwise. But again, Trump supporters getting attacked on the street simply for wearing a MAGA hat. And yet the entire narrative in the news media, again, is that all the hate, all the resentment is being directed from Trump supporters towards the left. When it's all going in the opposite direction, most of the hate crimes, a significant portion of the hate crimes that they blame on, you know, the Trump era, have been completely proven to be false in many cases. And we have these incidents on a weekly basis almost, more in some cases. No media attention whatsoever. It'll get on YouTube, it'll get a few thousand views. It won't go beyond that. This is the climate we're living in. Now, talking about the sexual harassment of women, of course, the actual problem, the actual virulent problem with the sexual harassment of women, which is migrants coming into Europe and the West in general and treating women as second-class citizens, continues not only to get very little media attention, but to be openly decried by the left when anyone points it out. This headline is up on Breitbart.com. Activists against migrant violence towards women protest at Berlin Film Festival. This 120dB group has been formed in Germany to protest against migrant violence. Of course, violent crime through the roof in Germany after the importation of almost 2 million, I think it was by the end of it, Muslim migrants continues to happen. Now, activists from the anti-migrant violence women's movement 120dB stormed a panel on harassment and violence against women in film and television industry at the Berlin Film Festival, holding a banner reading The Voice of Forgotten Women. And guess what happened when they got up on the stage and tried to protest against the assault of women at this Berlin Film Festival event? We'll tell you what happened after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection, Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. Cell Force helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back on The Alex Jones Show. Milo Yiannopoulos is coming up in the next hour. But now, before we head back into the news, I want to tell you about the massive discount special we've got right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is all Super Blue products. Right now available for 50% off every single Super Blue product in the fight to avoid outside toxins and fluoride. You may be missing one of the most obvious sources, your store brand toothpaste. All the top brands have sodium fluoride It's been linked to numerous diseases, of course, lowering of IQs. We've been relentlessly harping on this for over 10 years now. And while you try to keep your mouth clean, you may be filling your body with unnatural ingredients and fluoride. That's why we've created Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, a groundbreaking fan favorite InfoWars Life product. Now, 50% off, 50, huge discount. Of course, it's not going to go out of date. You need to stock up on this right now. You will save an absolute ton of money on toothpaste. You use toothpaste every single day. You're not going to run out of this. So please take advantage of this special right now. It's loaded with the good halogen iodine and other powerful beneficial compounds hand-selected for their oral health benefits, including natural oils and high-quality ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Super blue fluoride-free toothpaste will supercharge your oral health and leave you with fresh, minty breath. It has the peppermint oil, the xylitol, the iodine, nano silver, and more. We've also got bubblegum flavor. So if you don't like the peppermint flavor, if you think that's too strong, we've got bubblegum flavor. You can also expand your fluoride-free products with Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash for a full and natural bathroom habit. So we got the toothpaste, we got the mouthwash. And it's all at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Please support our continued growth and survival as we face a barrage of attacks from the mainstream media and the establishment on a daily basis. We're beholden only to you. We're not beholden to CNN like CNN is beholden to, for example, Middle Eastern dictatorships who they take their money from to produce puff pieces. We're not beholden to checks from George Soros like Media Matters and others. So our content is not dictated by outside forces. We're truly independent, and that's all because of your support. We wouldn't be able to do it otherwise. So please continue to support us by getting the products, including the Super Blue products, which are available right now for a massive 50% discount. Look how many reviews that has. Like 3,300 plus independent reviews on that product. An average score of 4.8 out of 5. Absolutely massive praise for the Super Blue fluoride-free products at InfoWarsStore.com. Available right now at 50% off. Please get them today. Now, I was talking about this before the break. Activists from an anti-migrant violence women's movement, which has sprung up over the past few weeks, 120DB, which is, of course, is being completely condemned and castigated by the same media that bangs on about hashtag me too all day long. They got up in front of this Berlin Film Festival, held up a banner which said the voice of forgotten women, in reference to the fact that almost on a weekly basis, if not more, women are being sexually harassed, women are being raped. In some cases, women are being murdered. The violent crime level has exploded since they imported Muslim migrants who treat women as second-class citizens. These brave women are trying to draw attention to that, in opposition to feminists in Germany, who literally after the Cologne mass molestation of women, which involved thousands of victims, went to the local migrant centre the day after and handed out roses. They sided with the actual perpetrators in some cases. These brave women are standing up for the actual victims. And guess what happened? The female activists were promptly shouted at and labelled Nazis. Yeah, you're a Nazi if you recognise the true threat to women based on the actual crime stats released by the government and then draw attention to it. That makes you a Nazi. So they shouted Nazi at them. They chanted Nazis out while the women bravely held their own, held their banner, with a sign showing a picture of 11-year-old Stockholm terror victim Ebba Ekelund, and we're going to have more on that soon as well. The article goes on to say actress Jasmine Tabatabi, who sat on the panel, labelled the women Nazis, saying it was probably neo-Nazis who thought they had to blow up the programme. I do not know if it really makes sense to debate with such people. Yeah, don't debate with them, don't interact, don't actually give them a platform or actually ask them, engage them in a conversation, because we can't have that, can we? Just label them Nazis and say they have no argument. Even though you can't address their argument, you just throw ad hominems at them. That's disgusting. Breitbart London spoke exclusively with 120DB activist Freya from Dresden, who said the 120DB movement is there to draw attention to the imported sexual violence against European women committed by mostly Muslim immigrants. How dare they even utter that thought crime? We did not and never will negate that there are other forms of violence against women. So they're not saying that this is the sole problem. They're just saying this is a big part of it. Why are you literally shouting us down as Nazis simply because we're trying to draw attention to it? Case after case of molestation, rape of women in Germany committed by these migrants. Freya called the panel hypocritical, saying you can damage anyone's reputation by stating that he raped you with his eyes or complimented you in an appropriate way. But as soon as you mention that there's been a significant increase in sexual violence of extraordinary brutality against women that correlates with the uncontrolled mass immigration from Muslim countries, you get shut down by the media and left-wing activists calling you a Nazi and a fascist for simply stating facts and telling the truth. Gee, it's almost like all those virtue signalers on the left don't actually care about women and just care about exploiting hyped-up sexual harassment of women in the case of the Me Too movement to pursue their own political agenda, which is about the obtain of power. I mean, fundamentally, this is about overthrowing the patriarchy in their own words. Meanwhile, you've got actual cases of sexual harassment exploding, not only in Germany, in other countries in Europe. These women have formed a group to draw attention to it, and they're getting attacked like never before. Given that, is it any surprise that this next headline tells us about the AfD becoming the second strongest party in Germany? Headline, German far-right AfD surpasses Social Democrats to become second strongest party. The populist far-right AfD party has garnered record high support, latest polling shows. For the first time, the anti-immigrant party has become more popular than the Social Democrats. Now, of course, they had the election in Germany, what was it, a couple of months ago now. The Social Democrats had to form this unshaky alliance with Angela Merkel's party. It took them weeks and weeks to try and figure it out. AfD came in third. They got about 12% of the votes. An excellent result all round. Now they're the second most popular party. So they're basically in front of Germany's version of the Democrats. I mean, that's how bad it is in Germany now with the problems that have come as a result of this migrant wave, that this party, demonized as far-right, and let's not deny that there are some elements within it that are fringe, that are extremist, that are far-right, but even so, they got 12% of the vote. They're now up to 16. They're more popular than Germany's second party in the space of about 2 months alone. What does that tell you about the situation in Germany? We also have Italy's election hopeful Salvini wants to deport 500,000 migrants. We also have an election in Italy next month, in March. Now, in Italy, Berlusconi's Conservative Party and the Northern League, which is another conservative right-wing party, look like they're going to win and form a coalition. The leader of Italy's Northern League party, Matteo Salvini, said he wants to deport 500,000 migrants within 5 years. Gee, I wonder why that is appealing to the Italian people right now, given how their port towns are being completely overrun by these boats coming in from Libya. So that's his platform. He wants to deport 500,000 migrants to try and get the situation back under control in Italy. He's likely to win and form a centre-right coalition with Berlusconi's Forza Italia party in the Italian elections on March 4th. So across Europe, in every single country, and we'll talk about Sweden in the next segment, there's a huge backlash to these disastrous policies in relation to the migrant crisis that we've seen over the past 2 years. We'll be back to talk more about it on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Real live, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to go to the one and only Milo Yiannopoulos here in a minute. I just want to finish off on a couple of news headlines here. In relation to what's happening in Europe, of course, we had the story about the election hopeful Salvini. He is the leader of the Northern League centre-right party in Italy. Looks like they're going to win. Looks like they're going to form a coalition with Berlusconi's party. He's promising to deport 500,000 migrants. We have activists in Germany getting up on stage at this Berlin Film Festival, being shouted down, being called Nazis, drawing attention to the violent crime, to the sexual harassment now rampant in that country. Now in Sweden, my favourite country of all, we have Sweden lorry attacker who killed shoppers wanted to build a caliphate. An asylum seeker who drove a lorry through crowds of shoppers in Stockholm, killing five people, that said he wanted to build a caliphate. And I guess Sweden would have been the perfect place to do that. It's funny that there are rumors that the ISIS leader al-Baghdadi is actually hiding out in Sweden, given that it would tend to be sympathetic to his cause if you read the regular stories coming out of that country. But Rakhmat Akilov, who was a terrorist that ran down and killed these people in the center of Stockholm, stole the beer lorry and swerved wildly through the Swedish capital city center. We all remember that horrible story from April last year. Well, now he's told a court that he wanted Sweden to end its participation in the fight against the caliphate, to stop sending its soldiers to war zones. So he's trying to justify the attack. But again, literally saying that he wanted to, quote, build a caliphate according to Prophet Muhammad's prophecies. And he thought he could do that by literally tearing apart little girls in the street. Meanwhile, returning ISIS jihadists are coming back into Sweden. They're rolling out the red carpet, giving them benefits, giving them housing, even though there's a massive housing shortage in Sweden. And now this, the Council of Europe slams Crime Wave Sweden for not taking more migrants. This is Breitbart.com. They're not doing enough. They're literally obliterating themselves, ruining their culture. They hired a head. This is my favorite story in the long one. They hired as the head of their cultural heritage board a guy who was a Muslim migrant who admitted he'd read nothing about Sweden's cultural heritage, and in fact in other interviews showed that he wanted to destroy Sweden's cultural heritage because, of course, it was racist. So now the Council of Europe is calling on Sweden to import yet more migrants, even as we have these massive problems with mass sexual assault, terrorist attacks. But they're not doing enough. They're literally obliterating their own country, hiring people to head cultural heritage boards that hate the culture of Sweden. And even still, that is not enough. Absolutely incredible situation in Europe. But now we're joined by the one and only Milo Yiannopoulos there in studio. Milo, good to speak to you.
Hello, pumpkin. How are you?
Now, let's get into this whole... You know, the banner hang with the NRA, they're calling for killing Republicans. We have the Facebook group this week where literally they were like, yeah, we need to get revenge by having more James T. Hodgkinsons, more crazed shooters, shooting Republicans, shooting conservatives. Have you ever seen a time where things are this divisive, this hysterical, this unhinged?
No, and I don't think anybody has for many decades, but it's a good job that liberals are such terrible shots. Steve Scalise, of course, lived. If it had been a Republican shooting, he might not have done. It's interesting, you know, liberals on the one hand claim, you know, they're saying that they want a violent revolution, they're going to start getting guns, they're going to resist Trump. Well, this is their undoing, really. I mean, on the one hand, they say they want a sort of violent revolution. At the same time, they're asking for gun control. The undoing of these liberal protesters is going to come down to their reliance on words over action. The left has been policing language so long and so effectively. The left has been controlling what we can all say as a way of controlling what we can all do for so long and with such great results. I think that they imagine words are now enough to beat us. Words are now enough to do the job. Well, they're not. You know, left-wingers seem to think they're going to be able to disarm 100 million Americans and Second Amendment supporters merely by saying so or by putting some innocent-looking children who have been coached with Democrat Party talking points on television instead of actually, you know, taking to this. If the left really wants a civil war, I think it's fairly obvious which way it's going to go pretty quickly. As far as the level of the fever pitch hysteria, there's nothing more disgusting, literally nothing more disgusting than people taking to the airways on the bodies, the still warm bodies of dead children, to advocate for policies that would not work, policies that would not stop this happening in the future, policies that would not stop any previous attack from happening, and which are really aimed, as everybody I think knows by now, as has been well established, at entrenching and enlarging and ameliorating the power of the state and reducing the ability of private individuals to protect themselves against tyranny and to protect themselves against anything else and anybody else. I mean, it's the most underprivileged and vulnerable people of all who need firearms. It's the women walking through Detroit or Chicago or St. Louis suburbs who would be well served by having a pistol in their handbag and possibly prevented from being attacked and whatnot. It's gay people in Orlando nightclubs subjected to the horrors of imported Islamism who would do well to be carrying. If a couple of people had been strapped up in Pulse in Orlando, the toll wouldn't have been 49. Perhaps it would have been 2. It is new. And it is incredible, the level of divisive, you know, vitriol and hatred. I can tell you, as you and I are both visitors, in my case literally and in your case professionally, to America and to the culture wars, to the extraordinary melting pot of horrors over here. And I can't speak for you, but from my point of view as an impartial observer, you know, without skin in the game, I'm not a Republican, I'm not whatever, it seems to me unarguable the entire range and responsibility of the horrors that are going through society are the result of the progressive left provoking and starting it. You know, Republicans, in my experience in this country on the whole, just want to be left alone. This is the land of liberty. This is where people can pursue their individual good in their own way, on their own, you know, ranch in Montana, free from imposition and free from the prying eyes of government and the interfering of teachers, of lawyers, of all the other assorted professional classes of busybodies, nannies, scolds, and school moms. Most Republicans, and certainly most libertarians, just want to be left alone, but the left just won't leave us, and they continue to inject themselves into our private lives, sociopathically in this case, by advocating for more power for the state and less power for the people in the wake of we shouldn't call it a tragedy, really, an attack by a nutter in a school that had nothing to do with gun legislation and would not have been prevented had the law been different in any way. You see the Washington Post thing, amazing thing the Washington Post published from a former writer at 538, Nate Silver's left-wing data-driven blog. And she said, I looked at the evidence and I've changed my mind. None of the gun control positions proposed by Democrat politicians, none of the things that the celebrities and the Democrat politicians who hurl themselves onto Twitter to capitalize from these tragedies, none of the stuff they propose would have made a difference. None of it would have worked. So why are they doing it? Well, it's quite obvious why they're doing it, isn't it? They're doing it because enlarging and empowering the state and debilitating private citizens is in the left's best interests, because when they control all of the organs and all the institutions of civil society, they're best able to exercise control over the public.
Which is why, Milo, they're now, this is CNN today, literally saying we should lower the voting age to 16 years old. I mean, I believed a lot of things when I was 16. Don't really believe any of them now.
I was straight when I was 16.
What did 16-year-old Milo believe, for example? I mean,
I was a heterosexual centrist at 16. And why? Because my frontal lobes weren't fully formed yet. I wasn't actually a person yet. I was 16 years old, and I was being buffeted around by forces beyond my control and by authorities I hadn't yet considered whether or not I should question. Parents, teachers, social pressure from the playground. I mean, just look, I interviewed somebody on my show the other day. It was a young girl who was in her mid-teens who was being told by her teachers, she grew up in Berkeley, of all places, Berkeley, California, and she was being told by her teachers that questioning their authority, questioning what she was told in class, represented a violation of the school's honor code. These are the kinds of pressures that you have on you when you're 16. You're not even fully sexually developed at 16. You're not capable of doing anything at 16, particularly not making decisions about the future. I mean, we all know why. Because people start left-wing, and when they get responsibilities, they get families, they get mortgages and all the rest of it, they move to the right, because of course they do. We all know why they want to lower the voting age. I would raise it to 30.
All right, we'll be back with Milo after the break. I want to talk to Milo about Black Panther and the new Clint Eastwood movie, which isn't getting as much praise, shall we say, as Black Panther and the all-conquering Wakanda. We'll be back after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the